The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
You want guys to come to those meeting rooms and be excited. You know, I've been around those times when guys are sleeping or they're not really paying attention. And the goal is to get them in there and want to learn ball and get better. So I think that the things that we do to spice it up, to make it interesting and fun and competitive, while at the same time you're being detailed and getting all the right stuff within the system, you're going to see a lot of different stuff out on the field. And for us, you know, we're still trying to figure out, it's all about this team. It's about what Russell does well. It's about what Tim Patrick, what Cortland, what Albert, what all these guys do.
Coach Hackett ready to go. You could see it yesterday. He was just ready to jump out of his skin. He's ready to go.
Yeah.
Ready to go. First time being a head coach. He is ready. He is excited. Mm-hmm. He said something interesting, though, there to me. When he said, hey, we're still learning what these guys can and cannot do.
Sure.
With one of the huge storylines of this season being, how quickly can we get this offense to gel and be ready to go by the start of the season? The fact that he admits they're still kind of figuring out what these guys can or cannot do before they truly can implement what this offense is going to be?
Yeah, why is that? Why is that surprising? Is that surprising?
Well, no, I'm just saying, that how much does that affect the whole gelling process that we're making such a big deal of? I mean, well, normally, like, with other teams, you could just roll right into camp and everybody knows what everybody can do. Let's go.
Yeah.
But how can you truly put your system into place until you know what these new guys that you're coaching for the first time can do?
Yeah, you can. You gotta figure that out.
It's going to slow down the process.
Well, it's one thing to run around in, you know, underpants and feel like you're really good. It's another thing to put on pads and see what guys can do. And, you know, what's your best personnel group? You know, is it a two tight end formation? Is it a two back formation? It is a three wides formation. What's your best personnel? What is your go-to personnel? You know, and that's going to be something that will be determined based upon the way you practice, based upon these joint practices you have. You're going to get a much better feel for guys' strengths and guys' weaknesses. And, you know, and then you call the game accordingly. You put in formations accordingly. You use personnel groups accordingly. That's just part of the process. Hey, man, it's not like we've talked about the importance of a fast start, Mike, and that's 100% true. But it's really about, and it always is, about playing your best football late in the season.
We'll get to that in a moment. All next right. On the Morning Brew.
You know, like the Russell, we're going to keep everything in-house with he and his agent. What I'll say about Bradley, you know, I've only been here, I don't know, a year and a half. He's had an incredible offseason. You know, we've talked about it before. The first offseason hasn't had to rehab. He hasn't had a surgery. And so we're seeing the Bradley that I thought we were going to get when I got here. You know, and he's playing with a reckless abandon. He's looked as good as, you know, when the year he had 12 sacks, as far as I'm concerned. We'll see what happens when we get the pads on. But we're excited about Bradley Chubb. We want him here a long time. And we'll just kind of keep all that other stuff in-house, if that's okay. Appreciate it.
Payton went on to say, at least in the spring and summer, they haven't been able to block him. And Hackett, and when Payton said that, Hackett was like, had the look on his face like, yeah, I mean, he's just been a beast.
Right.
And we've been playing the promo of Zach Bye saying it's now or never. I mean, it really is. But you got a guy who's in a contract year. Hey, we saw what Naz Kadri did in a contract year.
Right.
I mean, very powerful. Very powerful for somebody who knows, hey, if I want to get that big second contract, I got to deliver. The idea of a highly motivated, I don't care what motivates Bradley Chubb. If it's just money and a big contract, great, whatever it takes.
Well, him being healthy, and I understand, you know, being unblockable during, like, mini camps and, you know, you're not in pads and all that kind of stuff, and that's great. I mean, I hope that he has that kind of impact because that's good for our football team. That's good for the Broncos, man. If Bradley Chubb is healthy, and I've told you this, man, he's one of the world's nicest people. He's a great dude. I want nothing but the best for him. Do I think he's got Von Miller-esque skill sets? You know, athletic traits? No. Do I think he's got the potential of being a damn good football player and a dominant edge presence? Yes, I do. I mean, Von is just a freak of all freaks. So I don't think Bradley has that, but I think he has all the capabilities of having double-digit sacks and, you know, wrecking the edge. Yes.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Every time I get up here and talk to you guys, I always talk about, you know, the reps are key. Being able to get those reps, and, you know, it was the same thing. We got to go out there for a few days with him and had the small meetings of, you know, talking about the small things and everybody being on the same page and not just being, you know, an offense of, you know, the tight ends knowing what the tight ends need to do, the receivers knowing what the receivers need to do it. We're going to all know the offense so that, you know, we can all line up out there and play as fast as we can, play as confident as we can.
I know there's Cortland Sutton. I know there's plenty of debate about, you know, how much of these off-season passing camp get-togethers, how much they really mean. What do you really accomplish? But you know what? I don't know how much you gain, but at least you gain something, right? They got together twice during the off-season. They were together last week, a week before the start of training camp, about a dozen guys out there from the offense working together. There is some value.
Of course there.
To think that, okay, where this group of receivers and Russell Wilson are right now compared to if they hadn't done this at all.
Right.
So, hey, hats off to Wilson for putting this thing together. Hats off to the players for the buy-in. I'm not sure how many of them really wanted to be there a week before their summer vacation ended, but they were there.
Yeah.
Whatever the reason, whatever the guilt or peer pressure, whatever it was, they were there. And they accomplished some stuff.
Again, what did I tell you? The most important thing is you're just building relationships. But you are talking about the nuance of the game. You are talking about where you want, you know, where you want a certain route run, how you want a certain route run, what the break looks like, what, you know, if we get a certain leverage, this is what I think you ought to do. Like, that stuff is important. That stuff creates bonds. That stuff creates, you know, chemistry. And as I said, you know, it's really about just being together. You're together. You start to play for one another. You start to sacrifice for one another. Good things happen to you as a football team.
Next on the Morning Brew.
He threw the ball well. He really did, I thought. Under control the whole night. Good fastball, good slider. Absorbed some bad breaks. Absorbed some things that didn't go his way, which is what a good pitcher does. You know, he was good. He was really good.
Because a vision softly.
There you go. Now there's Bud Black talking about Germán Márquez.
Yeah.
And you know me, on today, the first day of Broncos training camp, where camp everything is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the bright side in everything. And if this Rockies thing is ever going to turn around, a large reason will be the duo of Kyle Freeland and Márquez. And at least in back-to-back performances,
right?
Freeland 2 days ago, Márquez last night, the two of them combined 13 innings of pitching, one run allowed, and 13 strikeouts.
Yeah, it's a really
good. And one walk.
Right, really good night.
I'll build on that.
For both of those guys. The question, though, really, that we haven't even addressed, and it's something that needs to be, needs to be asked, is how's Iron Man's foot?
He got it out yesterday. He played. He played with, what do we call it? Flat foot.
Yeah. Oh,
he's
yeah.
Got flat foot because
he's flat foot. Yeah. The PDF syndrome.
I'll tell you what.
Pin down feet syndrome.
Listen, what he did last night in going out to play baseball.
Right.
Our guy Valeri Nichushkin sat back and went, "Wow."
Right. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what? I'd like to see the picture.
Guts.
I'd like to see the picture of that bruise.
Yes.
If you thought Valeri Nichushkin's bruise was bad, wait till you see the bruise on Chris Bryant's foot. I bet you it's legendary.
Epic.
It's the thing that legends are made of,
absolutely.
Mike.
Absolutely. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.